News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Tuesday update. Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department. It has been a busy few days, and just in the last hour and a half, traffic situation's been cleared up at 28th and Palisota.
Yes, the intersection at 28th and Palisota was closed down for about 2.5 hours. A mobile home was being moved, and it got high-centered across the intersection, where the entire intersection was closed. So we had to divert traffic from different directions, and I think it got a little further down the road and got stuck again, mostly because the person that was pulling that mobile home was not a licensed mobile home mover. That person, the driver of that vehicle, received several citations, including no driver's license, expired registration, not having a permit, and then not using any caution lights on the mobile home.
That being just one of several things that have happened in the last several days.
Yes. We had a major accident last night around 9 p.m. Officers responded to the 2700 block of North Texas Avenue. Basically, a GMC Suburban was traveling north on Texas Avenue, right there where it meets the bypass. And the 18-year-old driver fell asleep, and as his vehicle veered off into the grass, he woke up, overcorrected. And the fact when his vehicle started kind of turning sideways and sliding forward, it sheared off one of the back right tire on the vehicle, which caused it to start rolling multiple times. The driver was transported to St. Joseph's Hospital and was admitted but is in stable condition. And the 19-year-old passenger was treated and released at St. Joe's. So we're very thankful that they were able to come out of that crash with very limited injuries.
And I understand they were both wearing seatbelts?
Yes, they were. They both had their seatbelts on.
Something else we want to review goes back to last weekend and the National Night Out kickoff, which leads into a reminder. I'm guessing there's still time to register your block party for the actual National Night Out.
Yes, the kickoff was a great success. We had a lot of people come out and join the fun. Now we want you to just register your block party. For the citizens of Bryan, you can go to www.bryantx.gov, and you can click on the National Night Out logo, and it will take you directly to all the information about National Night Out and the link to register your party. If you register your party, Bryan police officers will come to the party to, just visit with you, talk with you. We can give safety talk. We can, if you need us to talk about certain topics, then let us know, and we can address those as well.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeithen and the Bryan Police Department before National Night Out takes place, we have Texas Reds this weekend.
Yes, that's this weekend, and this year it's going to be Saturday, Sunday, and I wanted to let everyone know where they can park. The downtown area, all the roads are going to be shut off starting Friday night about midnight. You can pass through on 29th Street, or you can pass through on MLK, but all the other roads are going to be closed down for the weekend. There's going to be free parking at the Roy Kelly Parking Garage located on 27th near Regent, right there by the library. In the past, I think they've had to pay to park there, but this year it's going to be free. However, the parking there is limited, so it might be better to park out at Blinn College, and they will have a free shuttle running Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10:30 p.m., and then on Sunday, they'll have just a few buses from 10 in the morning till noon, and then the whole fleet will be there to help between noon and 5:30 on Sunday. So come out and enjoy the fun.
Something else that we want to take a few minutes talking about, you have a new program called Next Door. What's that about?
Yes, nextdoor.com. A lot of our residents have already been using it, but what it does is it's a virtual neighborhood watch. So you know how our community is kind of veering away from, talking face-to-face with neighbors and is going more to social media. So this kind of allows them to use that medium to get to know their neighbors. And it's sectioned off by either housing associations or by geographical boundaries. It puts a certain amount of housing into one certain area. Now, in order to register, you have to verify your address. So you can't just say, I live in Copperfield, and they put you on the site. You have to prove that you live in that neighborhood, and then they will allow you onto the site, and you can communicate with everyone else that lives in your neighborhood. And it's a great way for people to share minor things, like, hey, I lost my dog, or I'm having a garage sale to, I saw something suspicious in this neighborhood. Can you watch out for it? Well, the Bryan Police Department has also joined Nextdoor.com. So if you are a member of one of those associations or one of those areas, then you will get updates from us as well. And we can target certain zones of the city, like if we have, like just now, that mobile home, we have a mobile home parked across 28th and Palisota. I went on Nextdoor.com, picked the five-zone area, which encompasses that area, and put that out to them so that they can get that information.
We want to acknowledge retirement.
Yes. Myra Askew, who has been working in our intake division for over 25 years, is leaving us next Monday. So she's been a very dedicated employee. She's going to be greatly missed, and we wanted to wish her well in her future endeavors. Her reception will be Monday the 29th at 4 p.m. at Bryan. So if you know Myra and you want to wish her well, come and join us.
And now the locations for increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, slow down all over town, but especially in the 3,000 block of North Texas Avenue, which is 50 miles per hour near Russell Drive, and the 3,200 block of East WJB, which is 45 miles per hour near North Earl Rudder Freeway.
And that's our update with Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.